What a piece of work, huh? Goodness. I got to go off on you men right here. And I guess the story goes that Future went ahead and impregnated Bow Wow's ex-girlfriend and current baby mother. Anybody that doesn't speak Ebonics, this means that a person impregnated a lady that has a kid with another person that is in the same field of work. They're both rappers, so they're in the entertainment field for urban culture. And for some reason, this rapper Future went ahead and impregnated a girl. Not his girlfriend, anything like that. Just went ahead and posted on his Instagram, Gold Digger. And if anybody knows anything about Future, he is the former husband or was in a relationship with an artist, another entertainer called Ciara, and had a kid. And Russell Wilson, former football player. This is a big tangled web. You see how this is going? Basically, anybody that he's been dating is having kids and has been affiliated with somebody else. And here he is cutting checks. And this is, as a man, you have to understand, if you're not in a girl's pussies and it's more than one, you got to make sure that you got your ducks in line. Like right now for me, I only have one kid, right, from one mom. And I wish I could have more. Right, in a real perfect world scenario, I would like to have just one more with, you know, so Jazz can have a little sister. But anyway, my whole point is, I'm not going out there just jumping in bed with anybody. I'm not just going ahead and being reckless and knowing that, hey, I'll go ahead and impregnate somebody else. It's not for me. I mean, because I know, imagine me having two baby mamas to deal with, two different schedules, two different set of priorities. It just doesn't make sense. You got to mature. And especially after the first one, and I know those guys, they have to come out of pocket so much. So you would think after that experience, let's say, okay, we got to scale back a little bit. We got to protect ourselves. Do something. Go ahead and, I don't know, if I have money, this is what I would do. I would snip myself, meaning I would have a vasectomy, but then I would go have a sperm bank to inject in someone so that just in case something does happen, then I can go ahead and get that person in the process, have my kids, so on and so forth. Go ahead and do that. So that's kind of where I'm at with the whole thing. But you see, this is how I think. I'm very cerebral, but other people don't think that way. And I'm like, look, if I'm worth millions of dollars, you have to look at yourself as a business. You have to look at yourself as someone that people are going to try to take an opportunity from and cash out and make their way and get the meal ticket. And I think the moment you understand that and realize it, that people are not coming at you because you look good. They're coming at you because you have money, because you have notoriety. Then you want to be dumb enough to fall for that. And you do. And, you know, shame on you. I don't care. In this case in point, I want the ladies to get what they can fucking get. I mean, this guy needs to get it. I don't even know. Some of you never heard of this guy, Antonio Cromartie. He's a football player, and he's okay. He was pretty good in his prime. But the guy has 11 kids. 11 kids. And you could assume that they're not from the baby mama, the same one. 11 kids. Can you imagine how that child support schedule looks like? Terrell Owens, same thing. I mean, it's just, you go down the line, man. It's a crazy thing to think these guys are so irresponsible after the first time, second time, third time. I'll even give you after the second time. Like after Future, let's just say. You go ahead and do this. After this, you clean it up. But when you're having more than that, that's when a girl has to understand when they see a guy and he has maybe two kids from two different moms, run away. Run away. I don't care what story he has. You're going to be part of that victim. You're going to be part of that line. because if he didn't get it right the first one or the second time, I can't trust him to get it right any more times. If you want to have fun, by all means. But I'm just saying in general, if he gives you that dog and pony show, like he's not being accurate, like, oh, you know, all the they're all crazy. Because you know how guys just do it. Guys just go quickly to say, oh, man, she crazy. You know, that's their defense. It's like, oh, no, man, I just couldn't deal with her. I'm not around the kid because she crazy. Like, I'll tell you what. I mean, women can be crazy, but when it comes to parenting, I'm crazy too. So good luck trying to match my crazy or deal with my crazy. Because when it comes to parenting, that's not going to stop me. You're not going to go ahead and curtail that from me. And I think a lot of people just get turned off by that. And men want to come up with excuses and just keep going down the pattern. And they don't want to be self-accountable. And I think those are the men that need to go ahead and come out of pocket. Hit them in the fucking pockets, big time. Future, hit you in the pocket. You should learn after the one. Now you're sharing custody with Russell Westbrook. Not Russell Westbrook, but Russell Wilson you're sharing custody with. And you need to be spending time with him. And whomever you want to, and that's the thing I don't get. Again, if you have money and notoriety, you should be able to handpick the woman you're with. So with me, I don't know if I have money, if I had notoriety like that, and being a good rapper like his, I'd be like, look, this is the kind of girl I need. And I just put, I'm on the higher ground, so I'm able to dictate the terms. I'd be like, hey, girl, are you this way? Hey, yep, I am. Okay, come on board. Let's write this out. And the moment she breaks away from that, then you go ahead and cut her off. You go ahead and test her right away. Let's see what she's all about. Like, you want her to do threesomes? Okay, let's get a threesome going 3 months in a row. Let's wear her out. Let's see if she's with this. I want to make sure. Because you know no girl that's not into that, it's going to tolerate such things. Oh, you don't do anal? Okay, well, let's go ahead and, you know, whatever it is. Insert activity you want to make sure she's okay with. Insert lifestyle. Insert whatever. And you test the fuck out of it and break them. Because if they're an actor, they're going to be exposed. And that's it. And you move on. But I would think that for him, having all these applications of people that will come on board and want to be Mrs. Future, his dumb ass can't figure it out. I mean, how fucking hilarious is that? He can't figure it out that you have the higher ground. You don't need to cater to these women. You can go on Instagram and slide into DMs of 100 women. Just say, hey, how you doing? Beautiful. Give me a call. Out of 100, I'm sure he'll get 10. Maybe 5. That's all you need. 5. Think about that. And that's the situation I'm just totally flabbergasted by, because these guys just keep putting themselves in a position knowing they have the higher ground. And they're able to get somebody that fits their lifestyle and fits their needs. I don't know if I already have a kid. Like right now, I already have a kid. If I have another kid, I got to make sure that lady is with me through and through. Unless I am a sperm donor, if I'm in the relationship with somebody having a kid, I'm covering all bases and then some to making sure that I'm not going to have a same situation like I have now where we're going to be in it to win it. But that takes time to figure out. But you got to do it. And I think that's where you have these guys getting shot in the foot, because they go ahead and get a girl pregnant. They go ahead and get another girl pregnant. And then they go ahead and try to pin it on the girl, making it their fault. And they're not being involved. And they go ahead and checking out. And then they're seeing a third girl. And they go ahead and have fun with that third girl. And yeah, it's just crazy. It's a vicious cycle. These men got to be held accountable. But, you know, and these guys just have to understand, after you have a kid, you have to slow the fuck down. You just can't go keep fucking. You can go ahead and press your whammy, right? What was that game show, Press Your Luck? You know, and you go ahead and, I don't know if you've seen that show, but it's an old 80s, 70s show. You just sit in front of this screen that flashes these different things. And if you press the button, it'll show you where that screen is illuminated, right? Like, this is lighting square that goes around all around the board. and you're trying to, and if you press the whammy, you're fucking out of luck. That's what you're doing when you're having sex with these girls. You're hoping not to press and get the whammy. And I think that's what happens. It's like the future, just he hit the whammy two times. I mean, you got to pay the piper. But I would think after you pay the whammy once, you gotta check out a dodge. I know, at least with me, I was married. I try to do it the right way. I was like, okay, I got married. I was in it for a few years married. We're like married in 06. Then we had a kid. So we had it 4 years, give or take, to have a kid. You know, and then we were together 4-6. We were together, we were together from 06, 04, married in 06, had a kid in 2010. So we were together 6 years. So, you know, we tried to do it the right way. It didn't work out, but, you know, that's the same promise I would have going forward. I think I have to spend time with a person, make sure they are who they are, and hopefully it works out for the both of us. Go from there. Vicious cycle, man. You guys out there, man, acting stupid. And that's what you fucking get.